Okay, so today we're going to be continuing this sugya, which comes up in, towards the end of the Mishnah on Hey Amin Aleph and the Gemara on Hey Amin Beis about the Bo Achirim V'Zimum. Right? This case where subsequent Edom come along and then they are also Huzam. As you pointed out yesterday, what's not clear from the Mishnah itself, what's ambiguous about the Mishnah itself, is who is doing who's being mazid, right? So the first mahalach adopted by many Mefarshim, including Rashi and the Rif and the Ritva, is that who is being mazim? The same one, right? The same two, exactly. The same two. The Edei Mazimim, who are mazim the first cut, are being mazim every subsequent cut. Okay? So again, that is the first mahalach. Again, that the Edei Mazimim here, it's a single cut that's going to be mazim every subsequent cut of Edei. But within this first mahalach, there is a question pertaining to who is the subject of Rabbi Yehuda's chashash, right? This chashash of istatis, right? Hizu, right? Who is the subject of that chashash? So the simple mahalach, again adopted by Rashi, and there's several indications of the Gemara itself. What's the simple pshat? Who is the subject of Rabbi Yehuda's chashash? The mazimim. And what's the chashash? Exactly. What are the chances that they were really with every, they were up to 100 kita edim, and they were with every single one? So again, what are the chances, and therefore it sounds like these edim lazimim are just, have it out, that whoever's going to try to be, trying to protect, maybe they're trying to protect Reuven, whoever comes to try to kill Reuven, we're going to be mazing them, because we just want to protect Venita. So we said, one raya from the Gemara, what's the most classic, what's the clearest raya from the Shach of Torah of the Gemara that is going on the mazimim? Exactly, the one at the end, when Rabbi Yochanan is being doche, the tzliya, and Rabbi Yochanan saying, even I could align with Rabbi Yehuda, he says, because the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's chashash is very strong, right? The line is, atu kulei alma gabi hani havu kaimi, is it possible that the entire world was with these Edim Mazimim, right? It's possible they were really with everyone. So that is the first indication from the Shach of Atarya that the Chashash Reb Yehuda is going on the Edim Mazimim. We didn't mention this yesterday, but what's the other indication from the Shach of Atarya of the Gemara that the Chashash of Reb Yehuda is on the Edim Mazimim? Can you get
that? It implies that
what's called that? It says that all of them would be killed within the. No, that was the question of whether who are the Edom Mazimim. Within Rabbi Yehuda, what's the raya from the Shach? Another raya from the Shach of Atarya that the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda is going on the Edom Mazimim. Excellent. Right at the beginning of the Shach of Atarya, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, E is right. You also might just read it in there.
E is to see the field passage should
not. Right. If there's really chashash that the Edom Mazimim are lying, right. So then you should also not kill the first Edom Zomim, because once the Edom Mazimim are shakranim, so then every hazama that they performed should be false, and never even the first cut of Edom Zomim should also not be killed. And the Gemara, does the Gemara ever give a satisfactory answer to that? No. The Gemara ends with kasha. Right? So again, that's a second raya that the subject of Rabbi Yehuda's chashash is the Edom Mazimim, is the kasha that is left unresolved. The Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, really the Edom Mazimim shouldn't be believed for anyone, even the first set of Edom Zomim. That's raya number two. Okay, so again, raya number one is Atu Kulei Alma. Raya number one is right Atu Kulei Alma Gavi Hani Havukaimi. Raya number two from the Shach of Atarya is that question Afilu Kasu Shona Namilo. Now, in terms of the Rishonim, the first Rishon who clearly explicates his point that the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda is going on the Edom Mazimim is who? Rashi. So Rashi in the Mishnah clearly says that. We read that yesterday. But now, after we got Rashi down, we read that inside yesterday, the Rashi in the Mishnah, Hayam and Aleph, what is another very prominent Rishon who says clearly that the subject of the chashash is the Edom Mazimim? Balamor. Okay, so everyone please turn to the Balamor. Balamor, we have a lot to discuss with the Balamor. So again, this is the Balam Ba'or. Again, Oz Bahadur, it's, again, I think the regular, it's Beis Amid Aleph, Dot Be'erif. Oz Bahadur, it starts on Amud Dalid, going into Amud Hey. So again, we're going to be analyzing different, portions of this Balam Ba'or. But the first part is the Dira Maschol, at least in It lives in the Oz Vahadar. Sabra Dir Masla Vahachan Pirusha. If you have the old one, anyone see where that is in the old one? Or again, after rejecting, after asking kashas on the wrist, pshat, we'll get back to all those kashas. The Baal HaMor says, Vahachan Pirusha. Noam, do you see it? Do you have the old version?
Yeah.
Do you see the Vahachan Pirusha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Istatis Sizu?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Vahachan Pirusha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Istatis Sizu.
Right off the bat, he says, no, don't say it's going on the subsequent Edim, as what the Rif says, we'll get back to that soon. No, it's going on the Kas HaMazemes. That what? Right, and he's going with the mashal of Rav Yehuda. Again, the mazimen, they're going to end up like painting everyone with red, you know, to continue
the
mashal. Right, exactly the raya we just brought. Right, raya is the fact that we say that if your Yehuda is right, then even the first kat of Edom Zomim should not be killed. He says, yeah, that proves, because we're basically, the Chashash Shaker is on the Edom Mazimim. Once we establish Edom Mazimim as Shakranim, so in the Mela, even the first Edom Zomim should be saved. He's right, so the Gemara has that original answer that, oh no, really you're right, the first Edom Zomim should be Peturim, but the case where they're ready. They're already killed, and the Gemara ends up projecting that, etc. So in addition to the two diukim in the Gemara, we have Rashi, and now we have the Baal HaMor, based on one of those diukim, saying that clearly the Chashash is going on the Edim Mazimim. So now the Baal HaMor, Lashitaso, with that in mind, is going to now explain the Tzliya that the Gemara makes between, right, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who has the Chashash Eker, with Reish Lakish in the Issa case, who also has a Chashash Eker, while the Rabbanan, who doesn't have the Chashash in the Mishnah, is aligned with Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't have the Chashash in the Issa case. And now the Baal HaMor Lishitas is going to explain this Tzliya, and when explaining this Tzliya, he's going to have some very, very important lines, which are going to get to some very important Yisodos about, you know, Hazama. Okay, go for it, Udam Rina. That's when the Gemara makes that tzliya to the Machokis Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of the Machokis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. In the case of Issa, so it goes as follows. Exactly. So Rav Yochanan, who doesn't follow the chazaka of Chashash Sheker to pasul the Edim, in that case, is like the Rabbanan, who similarly does isn't machshiv the Chashash Sheker to pasul the Mazimin. Right below Amina, who's the Gibbishal Chedav? Exactly. Right. You don't rely on this Chashash Sheker to undermine the Edim. And similarly, the other way. Okay, so again, this is very important also. He says, now we can understand the other way. Reish Lakish, and again, we're doing a little backwards, right? One of the kashas that the Baal HaMor asks on the Rif, that according to the Rif, in the case of the Mishnah, the Chazakah is established after one time. We'll get to the details later. But he says, but according to my pshat, no, they're both, right, both the Nidon, right, and, right, both cases are both a Chazakah established after two times. Right, he explains it. Reish Lakish, the Azal Basar Chazakah, Lifsule Edis, right, Lifsule Edis. His case, once there are two sets of Edim who are established as Shakranim, so Memela creates a Chazakah to pass the third cut. So same thing here. Krebuta de Amr, Kevan, right, Balam Lashitasa. Kevan Shazima, Zua Kas Hamazemes, Shteakitos. Once these Edim Mazimim are Mazim, two separate Kita Edim, that creates this Chazakah after two times to again to pasul them, you know, for the third time. So the Baal HaMor there answered one of his kashas, according to his pshat that the Chashash Sheker is on Edim Mazimim. So now it's consistent, right? Now both cases where the Gemara is Tolo Habaha are both a Chazakah established after two times. there are two kita edim, or three Jewish of chakira or machish each other. So the third time is chashash sheker. Same thing here. After the edim mazimim are mazim two times, again the same similar chazaka. But now, one more line, and there's gonna be a very very key line. This is a continuation, right? And therefore, one, the chashash shakranim, and therefore, obviously, they don't mind killing. They don't mind killing people. It doesn't bother them. Oh, now this is gonna be very key. Fichach. Okay, very important. Is it right? Seems like he adds this in a gratuitous fashion. He says, yeah, therefore, right after the mazimim, right, our mazim twice, so we have this chashash sheker that they're just out to get anybody. But then he feels the need to justify this chashash sheker for the edim mazimim by adding edom and chidishu. Because, right, my chos is to samchas ahani, smoch ahani. One more line before we come back and analyze this. And once, they're muchsak to be mazim anybody, key line again. Ushtei kitos on this kinegdan beidusan. Who are those shtei kitos?
The first two.
Exactly. The edim zomim are like command to isa, to use halachic terminology. They're still there. Yesh chashash sheker beidusan. Because of that factor of eid zomim, etc., right? We say there's a chashash sheker for the edim mazim. Okay. So a lot, hard stuff right here. A lot to analyze. Right, here's ask questions and then, right? Question number one is, why does the Baal HaMor feel like he needs to prove something? Right? The fact that he adds the eid zomim, chidishu, right? The two issues. What is he trying to accomplish with it? And then, how is it accomplishing that? So question number one is, what is the issue that the Baal HaMor is trying to solve by introducing the factor of Eid Zomim Chidishu? The Pashtus, right, the Chashash Sheker, is simply the Svara, right, that is mentioned. Again, the Svara of Atu Kuli Alma Gabi Hani Habu Kaimi. This Chashash Sheker, is it possible that the same Eidim Azimim were with everyone? So that itself, Bepashtus, as a standalone Umdina, establishes that they're Meshakrim. So what is missing that the Baal HaMor feels like he needs to add this additional factor of Eid Zomim Chidishu? And then question number two is going to be, once you figure out what he's trying to accomplish, how does the Eid Zomim Chidishu accomplish that task? Okay? So can anybody tell me? So before we continue, Akiva, you said you had a question? What's the issue? Why does the Baal HaMor feel like he's missing something? There's a chashash sheker there. There's a chashash sheker here. Right? There's a chashash sheker because, two kita edim or muchash. So presumably, right, the isha is, bringing in edim sheker. Here too, there's a chashash sheker. These edim mazim are being mazim everyone. So what's missing in this equation between the two chashash sheker? Yeah, so what's the issue? And raised by other Rishonim later.
In the case of the Isha, she brings two sets of Edim that are actually found to be fossil.
The Torah's Vaday.
And here, there's a bunch of... The whole situation here, for Rebuta at least, in Rebuta, is that we're dealing with a bunch of Stekos all around.
Okay, excellent. So the answer to question number one is that what is the issue that the Baal HaMor is bothered with? Is that the issue that's going to be bothering other Rishonim, right? The Meshav Tam just brings it in here. The issue is that while it seems to be a good equation between the cases, between the Issa case and the Mishnah's case, they both are chashash sheker, there's a very big difference. Note the Rishonim. Right? In the Issa case, there's a Vaday sheker going on. Because we know B'Torah's Vaday that the first two Kita Eden were Muchash each other. That happened through Jewish V'Chakira. So there, the sheker was B'Torah's Vaday. But here, we have no clue that the Eden Mazimim are in fact lying. It's just a chashash. So because of that, lack of equation between the two cases, what the Baal HaMor wants to do now is he wants to basically add fuel to the fire. Meaning, he wants to upgrade the chashash sheker in the case of the Mishnah. Right? Because at first glance, the chashash sheker in the Issa case is larger because it's stemming from a Vaday sheker. And here it's only something from a suffix. So the question, so what the Balamor wants to do is that he wants to upgrade the chashash sheker on the Edom Mazimim, that it's beyond just that umdina of, could it be that these Edom Mazimim were with everyone? So he feels like there has to be another factor here which adds to the chashash of the Mazimim. So now, question number two is, how does Eid Zomim Chidashu accomplish that? Anybody? Why is the Eid, because if anything, you can argue the opposite. There's a Chiddush Torah to believe these Eid Mazimim. So if any, you could argue, and we'll see Rishonim who do this in this direction, that Eid Zomim Chidashu can add to the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim. It's not just ordinary, you know, Ne'amanus. The Torah is Mechadish that they have Ne'amanus. So how does Eid Zomim Chidashu for the Balamor downgrade the Ne'amanus of the Edom Hazimim? If anything, you could have said, the fact that their Ne'amanus is based on a Chiddush Torah, that could have upgraded it. So how, according to the Baal HaMor, is it downgrading it? Yeah.
It's no longer Trey Trey.
It's no longer Trey Trey?
If it's the typical piece of Edom Hazimim, one group versus one group, and we know which way we go, so this is near Sakasa, we go on right. Here, there's one group versus two groups.
Okay, but just from that, that would be a factor of trade kamea just alone.
Is trade kamea?
Even the two separate kidei, then yeah, even two separate kidei. You're on the right track, but there's something, Kiva.
Let's see a few things. You say first, if you're really extreme about the Eizom Kedushu, and say only that structure that the Torah gave is one that the will believe the Zomim, but anytime you step out of that structure, like it's just very strong in Gadol Kedusha.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's good. Let's go one at a time. All right, so one option. Right, is the following, exactly like, again, no matter what you say, the Baal HaMor is clearly within Trey or Trey, right? Once you invoke Eid Zomim Chidashu to basically, as a simon, that the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim is weaker, already you're within Trey or Trey category. So again, right, if you held the Baal Dover approach, then, and you hold that, oh, the Chidash is just to view the Eidim Zomim as the Baal Dover, but once you do that, then the Mazimim are going to have full Ne'amanus against Baal HaDavar. So it's very clear before we say anything that the Baal HaMor here is very important, because by invoking Eid Zomim Chidashu to downgrade the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim is basically saying that Eid Zomim Chidashu is a simon that really this is a dynamic of Trey or Trey. Really the dynamic between the Mazimim and the Zomim is a dynamic of Trey or Trey. And so one way to explain what's going on here is that he's saying, oh, it's really Trey or Trey, and it's a Chidash to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim because it's Trey or Trey. So exactly, it's what Eibo Alechidusho. Because, again, the basis of the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim over the Zomim is precarious to begin with, because really it should be Trey or Trey. And the whole basis of your Ne'amanus is the Chiddush Torah. So maybe Eibo Alechidusho, maybe the Torah only grants the Ne'amanus in a Stam case, but there's also a Tam to it. But in this case, where it's not just a Trey or Trey with equal footing, right, but the Zomim have one on their side, that the Mazimim have Chashash Sheker. So in this case, because it's Trey Trey, and you're adding Chashash Sheker, you know, against the Mazimim, so that's going to tilt the balance to say that in this case, the Zomim are going to be believed over the Mazimim. So again, so halach number one is the Ein Bo Alechidusho, but with the reason is that because it's really only, because the dynamic is Trey Trey, and it's a chiddush to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, that's only in the Torah's case. There's no other chashash sheker around. But once you add in our case that there is a chashash sheker associated with the Mazimim, so that tilts the balance on the side of the Zomim, and therefore now the Zomim are going to be believed over the Mazimim. That's Mahalak number one. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the Zomim being believed over the Mazimim, or they're just not?
Oh, sorry, again, sorry. Yeah, to be clear. To tip the balance that the Mazimim are no longer believed. Yeah, you don't have to go that far to say the Zomim are believed, you're right. It's that to undermine the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim. Much better. Much more beautiful. Sorry. Yeah.
Mini Yirbi HaKasha.
What?
Mini Yirbi HaKasha?
It's similar to your question yesterday. Presumably, especially the Baal HaMor thinks it's a dynamic of Trey or Trey, presumably it would result in a case of suffering. Yeah.
Just to push us down a little bit to now say that. Yeah. Say that we would now kill the Nidon based on this is also very well.
One more time.
Meaning if Ellie's assumption is correct, then that fits. Like, meaning just because we have this chashash that the Zomim, that the Mazimim are liars, so now the corollary to that is we end up killing the Nidon. But you know, I think we're trying to get to a place of like we know there's like if we're killing some, we're doing it with Mados. So
are you asking a question or are you according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's go through this. Chazar this out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying there's a chashash, so we're not going to believe the mazimim. Therefore, the Edom Zomim get off scot-free. But Mamela, you're saying it goes back to the status quo, which is
right, then that would make sense because
no, the opposite.
If it's a hashasha, then the nidon nothing happens to the nidon. The
should not be killed.
Yeah.
But in pashas, it sounds like he is killed though.
Right.
It's not clear. It's not the fairish, but that would be interesting. Nafkamina. Good. So again, that's one mahalach, right? So one understanding of the Baal HaMor, you can see why this is so important. This Baal HaMor is saying, taking this tray approach, and then the only time you're going to believe the mazimim is when there's nothing favoring either side. But here, where there's a chashash sheker, is bringing down the mazimim, so we're no longer going to have that chiddush Torah. That's one explanation. The Mishav Tam, though, brings, I think, even a more radical explanation. Whoever has the Mishav Tam, or pull up on your phone, we have a photocopy of it. The Mishav Tam, I think, is going to take this one step further. Anybody have it? Ellie, you got it?
Yep.
Skip towards and say, Lekach Mefarish Rabbeinu. let's say two-thirds of the way down.
Lekach Mefarish Rabbeinu, the Kevin, the Eid Zon, Mechidish. So, Perish, the Kevin, the Hazamahu, Ayide, Imanu Hayisem. Mena Hashak Pa. Since Hazama only works through, because it's Xeris Gossip, it's not really a Hasha. Nimsa, the Lonis, Batla, Eidos, Kamai, Elam actually Xeris Gossip, Lahami, Limazimim. The original Eidos isn't Batel, it's just that we believe one Eidos over the other.
He's saying that the Eidos of the Edom Zomim is like Kamanzi Isa, even when you're believing the Edom Mazimim. He's saying it's a Xeris Gossip. Mikomakom,
Chazi Kamai leads to Rifu Levasrai. We can combine the Zomimim with these new Edim. The Shvui Alamazimin, Shish Lahem Chazaka Lahazim.
Right, so therefore he's saying, once the Edim Zomim are command Isa, that's going to say that the Mazimim aren't going to be void. I think the Meshav Tam takes what we were saying one step further. In the first Mahalak, we were saying that before you believe the Edim Mazimim over the Edim Zomim, the dynamic was tray, and we're not going to kick in the Chiddush Torah of believing the Mazimim or the Zomim, but Chiyah Gavna, where there's support on the side of the Zomim. Again, that's saying that the Edim Zomim are Kamandi Isa before you trigger the Chiddush Torah. The Mishav Tam is saying that even after you believe the Mazimim over the Zomim are still Kamandi Isa. It's even after you believe the Mazimim, we're not establishing that the Zomim are Shakranim, there still might be believed. Again, what, and therefore, because they still might be believed, they were their command to Isa, to then tilt the balance in the other way. What does this sound like? This idea that even after you're relying on the Edom Mazimim, that the Edom Zomim are still, might not be Shakranim. This is a Shem Eid Zomim type approach. Very, very important to say, right? The Shem Eid Zomim perspective is that even after you rely on the Mazimim over the Zomim, you still don't know that the Zomim are Shakranim. That's only within the Shem Eid Zomim approach to say that, because according to the Pashup Shop, once the Chiddush Torah is to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, so then that's establishing the Chiddush, that the Zomim are established as Shakranim. To say that the Zomim are command to Isa, right? Even after we rely on the Mazimim, is adopting a Shem Eid Zomim type perspective. So again, so the Shtar HaShabbat between the two approaches in the Baal HaMor is that no matter which pshat you take, right, the Baal HaMor is adopting tray, you know, a perspective, and therefore Eid Zomim Chiddushu is a simen, right? Right, the Eid Zomim Chiddushu, right, is a simen that the lack of Ne'amanus of the Mazimim. The difference is that the first Mahalach is saying that, oh, before we trigger the Eid Zomim Chiddushu, let's take a step back. The only time it's when there's a level playing field, but here's a Chashash Sheker, it's not a level playing field. We're not going to rely on the Mazimim over the Zomim. But according to the Meshav Tam, it's one step further. Even after the Chiddush Torah is applied to rely on the Mazimim over the Zomim, the Eid Zomim are still the Edom Zomim are still command to Isa, to therefore say that's going to tilt the balance in the other direction. Yeah.
Yeah. hard. It doesn't really, it doesn't fit like at all with the Baal-Dabar approach.
No, I think neither of these do. Right. Neither of these, I think the Baal Mor for sure does not align with the Baal-Dabar approach, right? Because according to the Baal-Dabar approach, right, either Baal-Dabar approach is going to say Izom Zan Chiddush. But even as we developed, right, a lot, that even if you think that Izom Im Chiddush applies within the Baal-Dabar approach, there, the Chiddush is that to view the Zomim as Baalei Davar. But once that Chiddush applies, that the Edom Zomim are the Baalei Davar, so then the Mazimim have full Ne'amanus, just like Chalat HaMas HaNefesh, just Chalat HaMas HaShabbos, or Hargles HaNefesh. The fact, again, the fact that the Baal Mor is saying Eid Zomim Chiddush is a simen that the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim is downgraded, for sure is within the Trey Trey approach, and then we're basically, now we're saying now, between Mishnah Tav and our Hesber, is this Rav Moshe Shem Eid Zomim-esque? Or no, the classic, you know, trade the Chiddush that we rely on the Mazimim over the Zomim to establish the Zomim as Sharkan.
Also, the not communion between the first and second approach is, it could be that since the Gage here is all under intention of the Eidei Rishonim, the Zomim, and the not communion could be, but Eli was saying about Hafa Shabbos, the first approach said, like, it's unclear if we still, like, do the first approach focused on the Cheskas Kashas or whatever, of the believability of the Mazimin getting cut into and then getting pushed to the side, and therefore allowing the clearing the way for the Zomimin to then have their Edus remain and then Vela kill the Nido. So the second approach sounds a lot more like Hakasha. Because if it remains, then you get it. Then what you run into with the problem with the Mishnah Tam is that it's just Trey Kameo. So what does it mean that like the two remaining are Chazi Le Tzerufe to beat the Zomim? It doesn't beat the Zomim.
I think it just means to undermine the Mazim.
Right, but they're Chasha, not that they're meaning.
It's still good.
Right, so this is not meaning. So the two approaches could be whether it's Chasha or.
Or I mean, but it could be that they're both. We're going to say Chasha at the end. Could be that both parts are just giving reasons why the Chiddush Torah. I mean, they're both assuming that the dynamic originally before the Chiddush Torah is Hachasha, right? And they're both saying, you know, they're both saying that in this case, right? Sorry, you're right. In this case, we're not going to say that the Mazimim have the upper hand over the Zomim. So presumably, according to both Mahalchim, end of the day, it does seem to result in Hachasha. I would think according to both Mahalchim.
Why does Rishon Tam throw in that line about how the edus of the Zomim like joins with the edus of the second edus,
I think it's in the realm of not. I don't know. It's a midini edus. I think once we're in the realm of ne'amanus, chashash sheker. So then it happens to be like in the sugyas of ne'amanus, shrei kamei as a din edus. Right. Once you're in the realm of ne'amanus, four actually do be two. So yeah, from the perspective of Ne'amanas, we're trying to add to the Chashash Sheker, four does is better than two, but not from the perspective of Edus. Okay, good. So far we've had, in terms of, right, saying that the Chashash Sheker is on the Edom Mazimim, we had Rashi, right, we had now the Baal Mor, and then the huge line of the Baal Mor, where he invokes Edom Chiddushu, which shows that he's a Trey person, and the different ways to understand that. Okay, so moving on, not only do we have Rashi and the Baal Mor saying the Chashash of Reb Yehuda is going to Mazimim. Who else? Which other Rishon explicitly says that the Chashash Sheker of Reb Yehuda is going on the Edom Mazimim? Is the Ritva. Excellent. Whoever has the Ritva, we can take it out. And it also can have an important way that he resolves the issue that the Baal Mor, you know, is bothered by. Bless you. And we have the title, you got it? So, see Lekach HaNachon? It's like towards the end.
Oh. Lekach HaNachon is Moshe Pesher up.
Yeah, Haraz Baal Mor.
Alakach, Nachon Moshe Perish Harav, Zricha Baal Mor, Zichon Baruch. Chinira, Mepirish Rashi, Zichon Baruch. The Hashta Nami Sviralon, the Perish Mishnah.
Right, there's like the original Perish, the Chashash Sheker Rav Yehuda is going on the Edom Mazim.
Meleichi Kam, Dminan, the Law of the Rabbi Yehuda, Verbonon, the Kasam Zemes, the Umdenab, Lo Raya, the Ika, Leu Pligi.
Rabbi Yehuda, Azal Batar. He's right. He's trying to explain the tzliya that the Gemara makes to Machokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about whether you're going to rely on this Chashash Sheker. We'll see with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. He's explaining as follows. Rabbi Yehuda,
Azal Batar, Umdina, Ha Michazele, Umdina, Muruchach, the Shekra.
Right, he's saying Rav Yehuda takes the umdana, right? The umdana that, oh, could it be that they're going to be mazin everyone? That doesn't seem to make sense. So he relies on that umdana to undermine the edim. Right, for them to claim like they were with Imanu Yisim for every kat, that's already a chashash sheker. The Rav Yehuda is going to utilize to undermine the edim. And what is that similar to? As although there's no raya on the third cot, but what's the chashash shek here? Elam umdan daita.
Elam umdan daita. But alma the chazinan lahai isasa the hadari trezimni patu patarali.
It is shek. So there, chashash shek doesn't stem from the third cot themselves. Right, this is what we discussed. Right, it rather stems from the isasa. Oh, so the ritzvah. Implicitly, right? Why do you think the Ritzvah, can I tell you, why do you think the Ritzvah is adding that line? Right? Why do you think he feels the need to add that the Chashash Sheker in the case of the Issa doesn't stem from the Eden themselves, it rather stems from the Issa? What questions do you think he's trying to address implicitly? Anybody? Exactly. Excellent. And the Ritzvah himself spells this question out to explain why the Rif, you know, rejects this pshat. The question is, there doesn't seem to be an equation between both chashash sheker, right? Because the chashash sheker in the Issa case stems from a vaday. We know that the first two kitei edim were being machish each other. But in the case of the Mishnah, there's no vaday that the edim azimim are being shakranim. So what the Ritva does implicitly there is that, right? It's actually interesting conceptually, right? So again, the Balamor and the Ritva are both bothered by the same kasha. How can we compare these chashash sheker, right? They're not even. Right? The chashash sheker of the Issa case is greater than the chashash sheker of the Mishnah. So what the Balamor did was that he upgraded the chashash sheker in the Mishnah's case by saying that the nemonis of the mazimim is weaker because, oh, Eid Zomim Chiddushu, and therefore, you know, the other Eidim Zomim are Kaman De Issa, and therefore that upgrades the Chashash Sheker in the Mazimim case. What the Ritva is doing, instead of upgrading the Chashash Sheker in the Mishnah's case regarding the Mazimim, he is, right, downplaying the Chashash Sheker in the Issa case by saying, yes, the Chashash Sheker was triggered by a Vadai, but what makes it weaker is because that Vadai Sheker didn't pertain to the Nidon. The Nidon at play is the third Kat, while this Chashash Sheker stems from the first two Kitei Edim. So the Ritva, Lishitaso, right, because the Ritva and the Balamor say, oh, because the Chashash Sheker of Rabbi Yehuda is on the Edim Azimim, and therefore the Tzliya between, right, the Mishnah's Machlokes and the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Machlokes is that, oh, you know, that basically, are you willing to rely on such a Chashash Sheker? That Tzliya has to assume that these Chashash Sheker are of equal value. But the problem is that they don't seem to be of equal value. So, to review, the Balamor upgrades the Chashash Sheker in regards to the Mazimim by saying, by the way, because in addition to the Chashash Sheker, you have this other point that the Mazimim, you know, their standing is already to begin with Eid Zomim Chiddushu is weaker. And the Ritva says, no, don't upgrade the Chashash Sheker in the Mazimim case, rather downgrade the Chashash Sheker in the Issa case, because although it was triggered by a Vadai HaChasha within the first two Kitei Edim, but that doesn't necessarily carry over to the third Kat. And that's what he's saying when he says, the Anon Leslam Shum Raya Al Gufa Shal Kash Shlishes Zu Shmi Edim Sheker. And that's how he's able to equate the two Chashash Sheker. And I think Ritva Lishitaso is very into this chiluk, right? Into this chiluk between the cases of whether the umdana, whether the Chashash Sheker is stemming from the Edim themselves, like in the Mishnah's case, the Chashash Sheker is stemming from the Edim Azimim themselves. The umdana is it possible that they themselves were with everyone? And the case of the Issa, where it's not coming, and the Ritva Lishitaso likes this Svara, he inserts it later into the Dechiyah. If you look later in this title, you see later on, when it's explaining the Dechiyah, right, when Rav Yochanan says, even I, who are not Choshesh in the Issa case, you know, can align with Rabbi Yehuda, who is Choshesh in the Mishnah's case, he's going to insert, right, this same chiluk. He's obviously a big fan of this idea of the need or the importance of the Chashash Sheker stemming from the Nidon you're trying to render a Shakran. Do you see a little later it says Rav Yochanan Amar?
Yeah, Rav Yochanan Amar del Rabbi Yehuda Alimalei Imdina Demasnesi.
Right, okay. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that Rabbi Yehuda's Chashash Sheker in the Mishnah is stronger. Why? See, he inserts that. The Gemara just said, oh, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is a big Chashash is because this Umdina of Atu, right? Of the Atu Gabe Hani, the ritual that she tells adds this factor. He adds that same factor that the benefit or the reason why it's a bigger chashash sheker in the Mishnah, not only because that's a strong umdina, but that strong umdina is stemming from the nidon, from the edim mazimim themselves who were you know rendering shakrana. By contrast, of all. Oh, right there, although there is an umdina, but that umdina doesn't stem from the kashlishes. That's something from the first two kita edim, or from the kashlishes sha'anu barn l'shaker. It's coming from another source. Right, so it's very important, because actually Yitzhak was asking me in Seder, right, Yitzhak and Meir, right, we're asking, like the tachios of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish at the end there, it sounds like it's a mitzias. It's like they're arguing about assessing chashashay sheker, like what's going on. But according to the Ritva, he's adding this. There's a halachic factor here at play also about when the chashash sheker is one step removed from the nidon. Does that take away from the chashash sheker, or do you say no? At the end of the day, you know, the chashash sheker will, you know, renders the, let's say, the isha a shakranis, and that, you know. So it's more of a halakhic consideration than just, you know, I don't call it a mitzias, but at least like, you know, an actuarial, you know, type of estimation of like, oh, like, you know, they have different, you know, estimations for which chashash sheker is greater. Okay, good. So, good. So ad kan, right, so within the first overall approach, right, that the case at hand is where the same edim mazimim, right, are mazim every subsequent kwat edus. So we're now within that approach trying to figure out, so who is the subject of the chashash, of Rabbi Yehuda's chashash sheker? So the first version, right, that we just finished, is that the subject of the chashash sheker is the edim mazimim. But there is another mahalach, there's a second version. Which prominent Rishon, right, champions this alternative version? The chashash sheker is not on the edim mazimim, the Rif. Okay? So now it's time to go back to that, the part of the Rif that we skipped yesterday. Mordechai, would you mind? So this is the Rif. Again, after right, developing that, no, the case must be where you have a single set of edim mazimim, right? He then goes on to explain, right, sort of implicitly, without telling you what he's doing, to give a completely different perspective, and then what, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, if it's the same kat of edim mazimim or mazim, every subsequent kat of edim, so then who is the subject of Rabbi Yehuda's chashash sheker? See, starting with Bedaikin and Lay?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I guess like his explanation and why.
You know, the overall case.
So
setting up the tzliya the Gemara is going to make between the Issa case and the Mishnah.
Rabbi Yochanan da Amar fi Rabban. So the Chivan de Ka Amar Rabbanan afilu mei hargu. Shmeinen minei the Savri Rabbanan afa gav the Zamari Shuna. I asya kash shnia umishada al oto poni shahara get an efesh mikablin and sadusa.
That's the key, right? Yeah. And he's starting with the Rabbanan, but the focus already is because the Rabbanan are not choshesh, so therefore there's going to be a Kabbalah's Eidos on each subsequent Eidim. Right, the second, the third, the fourth, who are made about the Reuven killing Shimon, about the Nidon. And therefore, because there's a Kabbalah's Eidos on their Eidos, exactly, we're going to end up killing them if they're Huzah.
The Shein, he is in Zimah, La Kashniya Nami, Gosya Kashlishis Mishada, Mekabin Sadusa, the Katlina Nakum.
Right, again, each one, there's going to be a Kabbalah's Eidos, and therefore we would kill the Nidon based on their testimony. Because of that, Mishum Hachin.
Yeah, Mishum Hachin, Kad Mismu Kulan,
Hargu Kulan, the whole cast, the cast, Karina Bav, Asisim, Lokashas, Amon, Lassos, Lachon.
Exactly. Once there's Kabbal's Edus, and they actually had the Gemar Din on their Edus to kill the Nidon, the Mela, they're going to be subject to Azama.
So he's saying
the alignment is right. So the Rib says, oh, don't say the alignment is like everyone, like the Balamor and the Ritzvah. It's about this general idea. Are you Choshesh? No, it's a much more direct alignment, right? You have Edei Sheker. And the question is, once there's Edei Sheker, are you going to now have a Kabbalah's Edus on subsequent Edim who are saying the same thing? So, we're saying, in the case of the Issa Reish Lakish says, after you have two sets of Edei Sheker, right, you're not going to be have a Kabbalah's Edus on the third set. So too here, says the Rif. That's the Pshat in the Rabbanan. Sorry, the Rav Yochanan. Sorry, in the other direction. So Rav Yochanan says, even though the first two Edim were Shakranim, we're still getting Kabbalah's Edus on the third. So to the Rabbanan, even though the first set were rendered Zomim as Shakranim, we're still getting Kabbalah's Edus on the subsequent Edim. And let's see if Lishitasa is going to explain the Rabbi Yehuda Reish Lakish side.
Yeah, Rishon Malkish, Damar Kevan, the Shtakar Sahadi Kamai, Loma Kablinan Saduta, Demanda Asu Masin, Damai, the Kamas.
Exactly right. So once they're saying the same thing as the first two key to aid them were shakranim, we're going to say that they're also shakranim.
Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar in Haragin in Harages Ella Kasseri Shona Bilbat, the Cheban de Zamala Kasseri Shona, Lo Mekablinan Sadusa the Kashnia the Asya Lemeshad Lemeshad.
Oh, this is key, right? So Pshat Rav Yehuda is that once the Mazimim are believed to render the first set Zomimim and Shakranim, so now that's going to establish that any bad, it's going to set a precedent, a pattern, that any subsequent Kita Eden, 2, 3, 4, etc., who say the same thing, that Reuben killed Shimon, just like that first set of Edom Zomim, are therefore, we're going to say, they're going to come to the court, you're like, oh, you're saying the same thing as those Edom Zomim? Get out of here. It's not even going to be a Kabbalah's Edus. And therefore, because there's no Kabbalah's Edus. Once there's no Kabbalah's Edus on the second, third, and fourth, but we're not going to throw it there. Edus, and there's no Gemar Din. So obviously, when they're Huzam, they're not going to be subject to Hazama either. So again, according to the Rif, he sees the Tzliya as much more direct overlap. That it's about when their original Kite Edim are established as Shakronim. Are you going to say based on that there shouldn't be a Kabbalah's Edus on later Edim who are saying the same thing? And according to the Rif, he's able to explain, right, the simple, you know, pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because in the Mishnah, how does the Mishnah, you know, formulate Shitas Rabbi Yehuda?
You only kill the first cast,
right? And remember, according to everyone else, the Gemara had a problem with it. According to him, it makes a lot of sense because you kill the first one because it was Kabbalah's Edus on the first Edim on the first set, right? And then, once we establish them as Shakranim, right, every subsequent set, there's no Kabbalah Sedus.
Doesn't really throw the Gemara, though.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We'll see how the Rivs can understand the Gemara. You'll see, you know, the Ritzvah is going to say that at that stage of the Gemara, it wasn't holding of this Pshat. You're right. It's like too good to be true. Right? It's so good, it's such a good Pshat in the Mishnah, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Ritzvah is going to explain that the Riv doesn't say this for that stage of the Gemara. Yeah.
So, according to the Rivs' approach, why would this concept work by Edim Zomim if, let's say, it's a Kiddush or something?
Okay. So, hold off on that for a moment. We're going to go in the opposite direction. We're going to see that the Rif might have like an opposite perspective on Edim Zomim Kiddush. Okay? So there can be a lot of questions on the Rif. So let's deal with one of them. And the most basic question on the Rif is, why doesn't he simply say what? Why doesn't he simply say that the Chashash Sheker of Rabbi Yehuda is going on the Edim Mazimim like everyone else does? It definitely seems to be a better pshat in all the Gemaras, right? Both because the Gemara is not satisfied with the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda, like we just referenced, and the Atu, you know, Kihavihani, that Lashon doesn't work. So why is the Rif, right, so averse to just saying Pash Pshat, that the Chashash Sheker is going on the Edim Mazimim? Why is he twisting himself into a pretzel to say, really, the Chashash Sheker is going on the subsequent Edim, and then the subsequent Edim who are coming along to testify about the Nidah?
Sure, it's not that he's bound by the question of, like, how does the Hayyasa versus
Excellent. Excellent. So the first answer is presented by the Ritva. Right? So let's just see this inside. So the first answer is saying that the Ritva is bothered by the equation that we were discussing. Right? The equation, according to the Baal HaMor and the Ritva himself, you have this problem is that the Chashashi Sheker are not the same. And that, says the Ritva, is what basically drives the Rif away from saying the Chashash Sheker is going to the Edim Azimim. Because basically we'll see right now, because according, if the Chashash Sheker is on the Edim Azimim, then you have to explain that the equation, the Tzliya between the Mishnah's Machlokis and the Issa Machlokis is about, oh, when you rely on Chashash Sheker. That assumes that both Chashash Sheker are of equal type of Chashash, but the Ritva is pointing out, they don't seem to be because of the fact that we mentioned before. So Meretz, you see it? See, this is the beginning of the Ritva. How do you see it? Lema, Rav Yochanan, and Reish Lakish?
It was right here.
Yeah.
Harif, Zal, Shina, Akshav, V'chan, HaPerish, HaPerish, Rav Yochanan, Lusha, Al-Kash, Kasa, Mazemes, Omer, Rav Yehuda, Is this V'Shalva, Nechlegu, Rav Yehuda, Rabbanan, V'shim, Nekash, Le,
Le, Le, So again, so you better say the Riff. Is it changes from the Pashpshat that the Rabbi Yehuda's Chashash is going on the Edom HaZimim? Why, says the Ritzvah, Mishum?
Mishum, the Kashle, the Moran, Zal, the Imkain, Ma'inin, Hakas, Hahi, Eita, Ha'isha, Hazos, Shehokhsaka, Shehazagas, Vishiki, the Edom, Havi, Eita, Shaker.
What's the Kasha? V'ilu Hakas.
V'ilu Hakas, Ha'mazemes, Ein Lonu, Allah, Shum, Raya, Shehid, Shaker, Klau.
That's the Kasha. Right, this is the kasha that we thought the Ritva later on Lishitasa is going to contend with. It does contend with. This is the kasha that the Baal HaMor Lishitasa contends with. But according to the Ritva, B'shem the Rif, the Rif was so bothered by this kasha that he throws out the pshat. And the problem is that the two chashash sheker are not you know the same. The chashash sheker in the Issa case is stemming from a vaday sheker. Right, and then the first two kita edim were established as vaday shakranim, according to Rashi through drisha v'chakira, according to other rishonim through like outside edim hachasha, whatever the case may be. But in the case of the mazimim, right, if the chashash is on the edim mazimim, there's no raya b'chrachas that they were shakranim. Says the Ritva, because the Rif can't see these two chashash sheker as of equal chashashos, therefore he throws the whole thing out. That's the way the Ritva explains. But can anybody think of an alternative, maybe more based on the lumdus of Edim Zomim, right, of Azama? Why might there be an alternative reason why the Rif is averse to saying that the Chashash Sheker undermines the Nemonus of the Edim Mazim?
If you say the Bali Dabar approach, then there is no Chashash Sheker.
When your A is so good. By the
Trey approach also, your Chiddush, then if you say Eimo El Chiddush, also should get rid of any of the Shashaker. Why do you have a...
Slow. Before you say Eimo El Chiddush. Slow. So, in short, right, the answer, an alternative explanation for the Rif, right, other than the Ritz's idea, just the Chashash Sheker don't work, is that more fundamentally, exactly like Yoshua was just saying, is you going to say something similar? Yeah, right? Two Sherman Rugs when you come. Yeah. Exactly. Is as follows. That once the Torah, once there is a Chiddush Torah to give Ne'amonus to the Mazimin over the Zomim, it could be that the Rif is just uncomfortable saying that a Chashash Sheker could undermine that Ne'amonus. Because, like the opposite of what we were saying earlier, right? Before within the Baal HaMor, we were saying the fact that you believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, the fact that it's a Zom Chiddushu, sort of like takes away from the Nemanus of the Mazimim, along the lines of like an Imbo El Chiddusho type understanding. But the other way to say it is the fact that, Meikar HaDin, right? Meikar HaDin, regular Eidus, we wouldn't believe the Mazimim. But yet the Torah says, that according to the ordinary dinim, the mazimim shouldn't be believed. But afal pikein, in the context of azama, we're going to believe the mazimim. So then, just like the chiddush Torah overrides the classic reasons why you wouldn't believe the mazimim over the zomim, so it also override a chashash sheker. Basically, once you say the chiddush Torah believe the mazimim over the zomim, so that now creates. That sort of solidifies the edus of the mazimim to say they're going to be believed in cases where ordinary edim would not be believed. So what ends up coming out, just in today's shir alone, is that you have like opposite, right, again, expressions of idzomim chirishu. When we say the idzomim chirishu, right, we say that the fact that we believe the mazimim over the zomim is the chirish, so the two opposite expressions of that. The Balamor was saying, therefore, that downgrades the nemanis. I mean, it's a chirish, it's precarious, along the lines of an imbo el chidusho, because the whole foundation of their nemanis is precarious, it's a chirish to begin with, that's going to weaken it. The opposite way of looking at it, the riff, according to what we're suggesting, is the opposite. The fact that the Torah gives them nemanos, despite the fact that they ordinarily shouldn't have that nemanos, that gzeiras hakosid, the chiddush Torah, ends up, you know, causing them to be a stronger juggernaut, right, a bigger juggernaut, to ever have nemanos in more cases where you wouldn't ordinarily not think that they have nemanos. And I just want to bring a raya to this idea that eidzomim chiddushu doesn't take away from the nemanos of the mazimim, like the Balamor was saying, but then no, saying that it's a chiddush actually upgrades the nemanos of the mazimim. What am I referring to? Sanhedrin. Exactly. You might have wondered why in the world I was bringing this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right? You realized? Okay.
No,
he's got it now. Okay, good. All right, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think, is a great example of applying eidzomim chiddushu to upgrade the nemanos of the mazimim, to say that they'd be believed even in certain, even in situations where ordinary Eden would not be believed. Anybody have a Sanhedrin Ayinches with them? Oh, Ellie? Okay, so start with, you see, Amarava, there are like a million Amaravas. But the Amarava, how do you see the Eden Shehidu Betrefa?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Amarava, Eden Shehidu Betrefa, Vehuzmu, Eina Hargan,
Okay, stop, so, what's going on here?
So if you have Eden Shehidu Betrefa, so that wouldn't work because that's Eden
Shehidu Betrefa. Or no, yeah, that could be true. But what Rav is saying is that Eden Shehidu Betrefa, Vehuzmu, Eina Naragan, they're not going to be subject to Hazama because there's no Kasher Zama. Right? Because they were only trying to kill a trefa, and now to kill them would be right, they could say Gabra Katila, you know, you were looking to kill, and they're regular people. I don't know, insensitive way. But right, and therefore there's no Kasher Zaman in that case.
What if it was, you're right.
It also ends up, yeah, you know, exactly. It should also undermine their edus also. Right? It should also undermine their edus, because once it's edus Shiyat Yachalazima, as we'll see in a moment. I was just correcting you just in terms of
what Rav was talking about.
Nah, whatever. Okay, now get slow. So not that the Nidon was a trefa, but the Edom were a trefa. So, right? So they were trying to kill a regular person, right? So therefore you would say they should be subject to Azama. They try to kill a real person, now they should be killed. But what's... Oh, it's exactly. So that's what Rav says. Right? Rav says, because they try to kill a regular person, now they can be killed, Kasher Azama. Ravashi says no. So even though they are subject to Azama, their mazimim, this is the key, right? Rav Ashi says, their mazimim are not subject to Azama, and therefore the idus of the mazimim is idus shi'ata yochel azima, which is invalid. Now the question is, so what's pshat in Rava? Why did Rava accept Hazama coming from mazimim, even when the mazimim had edus i'ata yachol lazima? Generally, any edus i'ata yachol lazima, boshma edus. So why is Rava saying that in this case where the edus of the mazimim is edus i'ata yachol lazima, that it's still valid? So look at Rashi. So Rashi, at the end of Dir Masa Lefi She'inon Bezom Bezomim, at the very end, says Ula Rava, to the first word in the line.
Yeah. Ula Rava came to edus zomim chidashu, afagav da'avi edus i'ata yachol lazima mekakle.
Same yisod. What does Rashi say? What's Pshan Rava? Because, you can spell it out.
Because
the edus of the mazimim is a chiddush, so therefore, they're not subject to the ordinary din of ordinary dinim, such as edus shi'ata yachol azima, not being good edus. So here you see a parallel idea, where the notion of the edim mazimim being their nemanos being a chiddushu doesn't downgrade their nemanos in the direction of the Balamor says, but rather upgrades their nemanos, saying it's an exception. Therefore, it's an exception, according to Rashi, to not be subject to the psul of edus shi'ata yachol azima, and according to the Rif, maybe it's an exception that it wouldn't be subject to chashashay sheker, which would torpedo ordinary edus, but it's not going to torpedo this edus. And, yeah.
So, I believe, I'm you might be wrong about this, the rule of that all Eidos must be able to be chuzam then includes the aspects of where and when the Eidos took place. I mean, that's part of the rule. And therefore, if we're really going to say that Eidim Mizimin can override that particular din, do they even have to say where they were when they saw the thing? Or when they saw it?
Well, I guess, it's an interesting question. According to Rava.
Yeah.
I guess technically the only way they're going to be mazim yizomim is to say manu yizim, right? So, because the token of their eidos is about makom and zman, so technically, right? So
in theory,
exactly. So in theory, it's a good aura. Practically, just because the token of their eidos is about makom and zman, so you wouldn't have that afkamina. But in theory, it would be a good afkamina. Yeah.
Oh,
you
should say.
Yeah.
Some could say this man is all you need versus the runner hold that you need always, no matter what you do, this man has to be Yeshiyah Falazim. So it seems there are two different parts. Some could hold that because it's Mechzik Shekra if you don't say the time versus it's supposed to be a fundamental part. So even if you hold it, you don't need the fundamental Yeshiyah Falazim, before you still need to avoid the Mechzik Shekra of
interesting. Unless you say the Mechzik Shikra itself is the Chiddush of Eidos Shiyata Yechalazima, which these Eidos Mazimah might be, you know, just like, I'm saying, parallel to the way we're waving the Chashash Sheker, according to the Riv, right? The Riv is unwilling to apply the Chashash Sheker to Eidos Mazimah because Eidos Mazimah Chiddush, that they're impervious to ordinary Chashash Sheker. You could say the same thing there, possibly. But it's a good Har. Just one last Har, and I'll take, you know, any other Har, so you should have a couple minutes. You know, not usual. It's actually just interesting that who is the Shita that Rashi is applying Eidzom Chiddushu?
Rava.
Right? Rava is Eidzom Chiddushu. So it just works out very nicely. So again, it could be that, according to Rashi, the Nekudas HaMachokas in Rava and Ravashi here is, again, about Eidzom Chiddushu, you could say. Again, if you think that everyone holds Eidzom Chiddushu, then it could be it'd be a more subtle Machokas. I'll tell you this. Actually, I'm just thinking about it. Just thinking out loud. There are different ways, according to Rashi, to explain the Machokas, Rava and Ravashi. Either the machokes is whether there is Eidzom and Chiddushu, or maybe even sharper, maybe the machokes is in what direction does Eidzom and Chiddushu go? Maybe Rav Ashi says, yeah, I agree Eidzom and Chiddushu, but I'm a Balamor guy. Obviously, anachronistically, right? I'm a Balamor guy, right? I think that Eidzom and Chiddushu undermines the Nemonis of the Mazina. So again, I think it's fascinating, within Rashi's explanation, the basis of Rava is that, oh, Eidzom Chiddushu, therefore there's no psul of Eidzom Chiddushu Lazima. The question is, what's Ravashi holding? Right. So either Ravashi is going to reject Eidzom Chiddushu, an Abaye Svara person, if that's the case, or he's going to say, no, I agree Eidzom Chiddushu, but I think that Eidzom Chiddushu doesn't bolster the Nemonos of the Mazimim, I think it takes away the Eidus of the Mazimim, and therefore, if Eidzom Chiddushu Lazima undermines regular Eidus, then Kol Shekein it's going to undermine this, a la the Balamor's direction.
Yeah, I was going to say another way to possibly explain like how the Chiddush isn't necessarily like you can't like impervious. It's like maybe if you explain like the Rosh Hashanah version that like the Chiddush is that we believe that the extra nemanas of the Mezimah have over the Zomim because like it takes more haza for the Mezimah to say it.
You're saying it doesn't sound like it'd be a, yeah.
So I'm saying maybe if you have like another factor going the other way,
100% for sure. Yeah, the best idea of like this idea of like the Eidzom Chiddushu like upgrades the Nemonis is the Baldav approach. Right? Because once the Chiddush is that, no, the Zomim are the Bali Dover, and the Mazimim are like full Eidim, so then, you know, again, and that plus adding the fact that once the Chiddush, it's you know, it's groundbreaking, it's going to be rule-breaking, even more than a Stam Eid against an Eidom. But I agree full-heartedly. Yeah.
So, according to this Rashi, then you can't say that the second day of Rava is holding that there's...
Is rejecting his own Chiddush. Correct.
Right.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.